Time for you to line up with lots of other people all around the country and all around the world, actually. That's kind of a cool thing, doing radio programs and podcasts that now are available. If you go to any of these various sites like TuneIn Radio, Blog Talk, Stitcher Radio, GCN, CRN, it's neat because you can find us anywhere in the world and therefore learn during our hours of discussion and focus on health. Good Day Health, in fact. We present to you two different points of view on the medical realities. Dr. Jack Stockwell in 1 hour, and then Dr. Ken Kronhaus in another hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida, is esteemed one of the top cardiologists in the country, got a lot of awards. He's a facilitator at lots of events. He's just he's a cool guy who has lots of fun equipment. Has very expensive equipment, too, I might add, to help people that come to his clinic realize how they stay on the straight and narrow. And as we say frequently here, it's up to you to figure out how to take care of your body. You can get help from great people like Dr. Ken, but you better be on top of it yourself. Know your body. Know the signs. There are always things that are going on in your body. And one of the things that Ken does here on Good Day Health is take a number of studies that are published during the course of the week and analyzes them for us so we will know what the latest overview is when it comes to just general knowledge, things that are commonly a problem. For example, one of the items this week, Ken, is a focus on diet and how it may help you if you have a history of gout. And with that comes a question, why is it that gout bothers men a lot more than it does women?
Well, that's a good question. And
I thought it was.
That is true, that it does affect men much more commonly. And it's not totally understood why, whether there's some genetic element that adds to this. Clearly, there's an inflammatory component. Gout is a joint disease that causes extreme pain and swelling due to excess uric acid in the blood. It's the most common form of inflammatory arthritis, and an increased number of Americans are suffering from gout. And why men have this more commonly, we really don't know. And again, it may be have to do with genetic element. It may have to do with dietary changes, differences in how men and women consume foods, but all speculation, and maybe one day we'll understand this. The news this week is that the DASH diet, that's the dietary approach to stop hypertension, that diet, which is high in uric acid, it's high in fruits and vegetables and low in salt, sugar, and red meat, can lower levels of uric acid in the blood. The American Heart Association, Doug, has long supported the DASH diet as a way to avoid heart disease.
All right. The DASH diet and how it keeps you so.
Fruits,
the DASH diet helps you in lots
of
different ways, it sounds
fruits,
like.
Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. That's the DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. And again, yes, we have known that it would help you with heart disease. And the news this week is that it'll help you to prevent gout.
All right. So you just listed beans, seeds, and nuts. A lot of people would compare that, or they would include with that whole grains. And then there are those who say whole grains are not good for you. There are things, even feeding dogs, it says no grain, which is sometimes assumed to be a filler. So how do we know, wheat? I have a horrible allergy.
Well, I want to take exception to what you just said. Whole grains are so healthy, and there's so much study out.
I'm just wanting to know how we define them.
Whole grains?
Yeah.
Well, you look on the label, and if it says whole, that's whole grains.
Right. Oats.
Oats. Yes.
Rice, corn, that kind of stuff.
The things that you want have gluten in them, and there's all these studies about gluten-free diets are not healthy for people who don't have issues with gluten, because people are staying away from the whole grains, and the whole grains are so healthy. They're good for the heart. They're good for the circulation. They're good for the GI tract.
So I went into a Panera Bread store last night. I was running from one thing to another.
I ate there yesterday myself.
Did you? And so I said that they have a fish, sort of a fish sandwich, and I told them to not give me any bread. And the guy looked at me and said, is this because of an allergy? And I said, yeah. And so they charged me less for this piece of fish that I had with a bowl of soup and a little bit of salad than I would. I said to him, why'd you ask me that? He said, because we'd charge you the regular price, even if we didn't give you the bread, but because you've got an allergy, we take off a dollar for the bread. Which I thought was fairly interesting. Didn't you find that interesting?
Sounds very reasonable.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
But right, like so, whole wheat, whole oats, brown rice, whole rye, frika, whole frika, grain barley,
what's frika?
Buckwheat, bulgur, quinoa. These are all whole grains. Mm-hmm. Whole wheat, Cusco, corn. That's a good list of whole grains.
Quinoa, that's a fabulously popular thing at the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Quinoa, is that good for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to back up and be Farmer Doug for a second. When you mentioned buckwheat, I was thinking about all the times as a kid I had buckwheat pancakes. But the other thing is
thinking about all the times I watched The Little Rascals.
Now you're dating yourself. One of the characters, for those of you who are wondering, if you Google the Young Rascals, you'll see a character named Buckwheat. It was Alfalfa. God, we could spend half of the morning talking about some of the characters on that show. Anyway, the point I'm bringing up now is I use buckwheat. I just bought, as a matter of fact, four more bags of it as a seed. It grows so fast that at this time of year when you're reseeding on my farm, I'm reseeding a lot of hay fields. And I'm using buckwheat in the mix because it grows so fast, it chokes out weeds that might otherwise grow fast and choke out some of the timothy or the alfalfa or some of the fescue that would grow otherwise. It's a very fast-growing and very good. The cows love it. It's supposedly nutritionally very good.
And a little tidbit about quinoa. Yeah. It's the grain that has more protein than any other grain.
So it's a protein substitute. Though for people like me that don't eat a lot of meat or anything that supposedly has protein in it.
Technically, it's a seed and not a grain.
Is it? Okay. All right, folks. Did you get a lot out of that conversation? Here's something else you're going to get a lot out of. Ken, talking as the first order of business here, what is great for your brain, for your muscles, for everything, the micro vessels in your body need blood. And Ken is going to tell you how, as we have over the last 3 years, how we've described Superbeats as the best way to have healthy circulation, a healthy heart, good blood pressure, all that stuff, Ken.
Here's my wheelhouse, a natural product with good science behind it that we all need to have a healthy life and a good lifestyle. And this is all about nitric oxide, Nobel Prize winning research from 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine. And if we don't have the building blocks of nitric oxide continuously replenished in our body, we can't make nitric oxide. This is the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. Remember from high school biology, the red blood cells take the oxygen from the circulation from head to toe. And what we now know is that these red blood cells have to first spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide so that the blood vessels open up and let the red blood cells in to deliver the oxygen. And if you don't continuously remake this nitric oxide, the body won't work properly and it won't talk to each other from head to toe properly. And the best way to get the building blocks of nitric oxide is through this product, Neo40, which will get your tank level up. And if you want a boost of nitric oxide midday or before a workout, Superbeats is the product.
All right. Now, having all of that information, the next question is, okay, Dr. Ken, Dr. Doug, how do I find Superbeats? You call 800-655-4183. That's a number I've said on the air so many times in the last 3 years. People listening to me probably have it by now. By the way, if you've been listening all this time and you haven't been on the Superbeats diet, I would just ask why. You get a bonus 30-day supply free, a lot of new listeners all the time on some of these venues that I was talking about, TuneIn Radio, Blog Talk, that sort of thing. and the new folks listening. There's always new people coming in and out of stations that carry the program. So if you haven't heard or you haven't gotten into this Super Beats flow, call 800-655-4183, and you'll sign up, get a 30-day bonus. Well, you pay for 3 months, get four. You get a book on the Beats. You get free shipping. You mentioned Dr. Ken. Athletes trust Super Beats. This is just, it's nothing but common sense, actually, when you understand how it works. That's what's so great about this. There's nothing, a lot of heavy lifting scientific stuff going on here. No, it's just the fact that the nitric oxide in the beets opens up your arteries, smooths them out, and makes everything really smooth, smooth, smooth in your body. So order them now, 800-655-4183. Everybody else is talking about this. Why shouldn't you? Get the benefits of Super Beets, 800-655-4183. All right, so there's a report out this week. We were having a conversation about pain and how whether you want to take aspirin, what some of the, what do they call it, NSAIDs, what do they call it?
NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. What a mouthful. We're talking about Celebrex, Voltaren, and ibuprofen, which is Motrin and Advil, and Indocin, those four drugs.
So the bad news here is that this research shows that these medications increase the risk of having a heart attack. So this would lead one to look at holistic, I mean, you didn't say it, but that's really kind of what we're saying, holistic ways to take care of pain.
Well, look, taking care of pain other than these common over-the-counter drugs, which for decades thought were benign, but they're really not. And we had inklings that you take them for long periods of time that they're a problem. But the news in the British Medical Journal this week is that short periods, 1 week, leads to a heart attack.
Okay. One of the other Journal of American whatever is going on in the medical world. This is more a mind thing than it is a body. But we all embrace the spirit-mind-body connection. So this report focuses in on aroma and smell and the connection to love.
You're going to love this one, Doug. This comes out of the Frontiers in Psychology this week, that beauty is not always in the eye of the beholder. Sometimes it's in the ears or nose of the beholder, too. Mm-hmm. There's this new research that suggests that a person's voice and scent can be just as important as physical appearance in how attractive someone is to others.
Isn't that something, huh?
Voice and scent.
Well, okay, I got a great voice and I smell well, so I guess I'm all set. I was looking at a posting on Facebook today about the problems people have with gluten intolerance and what the signs are that a lot of people ignore. I have gluten intolerance, but it's funny because it doesn't seem to always bother me. If I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, for example, and I don't use gluten-free bread, it doesn't bother me. And I'm beginning to wonder whether some of the things, if you have a cheese sandwich, let's say, and you cook it in olive oil, does the oil activate the gluten and something like peanut butter kill the gluten influence? Am I being silly, or do you think that happens?
No, it's like everything else in medicine. You have to personalize it, Doug, and you have a mild case. So
yes, thank
people
heavens.
Get stomach pains or bloating, gas or cramps, nausea, vomiting, constipation. If you have a severe case of this, you're going to have this all the time. But fortunately, you have a mild case.
Well, it's being, you got to pay attention to the signs. And what, you can't die from gluten intolerance, can you? You can't.
It just
the malady
makes life
is it makes
miserable.
You uncomfortable.
Unless you commit suicide, which I don't recommend.
No, thank you. I think we'll stay away from that. And then, but there are a lot of things. It's all about what you eat. Ken has very good advice about eating the salads now. This, how do you pronounce it? Quinona? How do you, Meredith likes to make that. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
It's like rice, but supposedly better for you, right?
Yes.
You have it? What do you eat a very conservative diet.
Well, I don't know if I would call it conservative. I eat a combination of the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet, even though I don't have high blood pressure. But the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure, the DASH diet, and the Mediterranean diet.
Yep, you've got to do it. I'm doing it, and it is hard. It really is. I find it every year a little harder to get rid of that winter roll that I have. Don't like it. So there's a lot of talk about pain this week on our session. Babies crying. Doctors have a hard time, apparently, Ken, telling if a newborn is in pain during procedures like blood tests. But apparently there's a new method that will show you how much discomfort a baby is actually in. This research was developed to determine babies' pain levels by measuring their brain activity. And so I would say if they can do that with babies, pediatricians relying on facial expressions and body movements and that sort of thing, but this new business checks out the pain level according to their brain, why couldn't they do that with adults, one would wonder?
You know, well, you can just ask adults.
Oh, duh. See? Simple answers to complex problems. It sounds like having a conversation with Meredith. I'll send her a three-paragraph thing and three words come back to analyze it. So there's Dr. Ken. Okay. So what about pain, though? I've never... This may be close to home. It may not be. It depends. I've been to a number of brises in my life where in the celebration of the Jewish tradition, the male baby has a circumcision procedure. And I've been circumcised. You probably have. Most men these days are. But apparently, rather than make a statement, I'll ask a question. What kind of psychological impact does something like that have? And back to what this business is about, newborns' pain, what do we need to know that we don't? Should we be paying more attention to this sort of thing? Because children can't speak until they're 2 years old. So how do we really know what's going on with them?
Well, exactly.
Can't say how.
You know, during a bris, the child's usually given a little bit of alcohol, you know, a little bit of wine to suck on, and you're going to talk a little bit about how beer relieves pain in a study. So the alcohol probably sedates them a little bit, but it is a tradition. Somehow we've all survived it, but hopefully it's done as painlessly as possible.
Well, you'd like to think that was the case. Let's talk about this.
But then you have to, it's always compared to what? Would you rather have it done when you're 20 years old?
Right. Yes. This study you were just alluding to, if you're a beer lover, you're going to love this. Study finds that 2 pints of beer a day are better than an over-the-counter pain reliever for beating. Is it alcohol? Is that what it's doing? What is it? The sensation of pain in your brain is what you have. If you cut your finger, it doesn't hurt on your finger, it hurts in your brain. And the brain says, this area hurts. But you don't really hurt in your finger, do you?
Well, where do you hurt? That's the hurt is at the finger site, the sensation.
Yeah, but doesn't it relate the neurons or whatever?
It's transmitted to the brain.
Yeah.
And to let you know about the feeling, but the sensors of the pain are at the site where you cut yourself. So the electrical impulses are just transmitted centrally to the brain so that you become aware of it. Mm-hmm. So you need a whole pathway. And, boy, are we getting into the weeds.
I know we are.
But the key with the study, which you bring up very well and very important, this study about how using beer is more effective than acetaminophen for relieving pain, the important thing is, but don't use it for pain, because the offset is that the damage that is done by 3 or more servings of alcohol is much worse than the benefit you're going to get from pain relief. So although this study shows that alcohol is a very effective pain reliever, it also states that it shouldn't be used as an effective pain reliever.
It shouldn't be used.
It should not. Because of the damage that occurs at the levels of alcohol you need to take to effectively reduce pain.
So given what you said a few minutes ago about taking these NDAs, whatever they call them.
NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
So what then? You have lousy choices here.
So what can you do for pain?
Right.
Well,
yeah.
And these studies of heart attacks are the NSAIDs being taken orally. And they haven't yet studied using the NSAID pain patch put directly at the spot. And I think you're going to absorb less into the blood that way. So I think for now, if I had some serious pain, I would try to use one of these anti-inflammatory analgesic pain patches that I could put right at the spot. The other thing, physical therapy is so important, and also going through the usual ice and heat is very important, and just knowing how to choose your activities is very important. And then if you then have to step it up and use something more potent, you want to try to use the lowest dose for the shortest period of time. But what is also so key is so often when people have pain, you know, they say, just give me something for the pain. But you want to know what's causing the pain. And if at all possible, try to figure out the cause of the pain and then try to correct the cause. That seems so obvious, but it's not very often done. Everyone just says, give me the pain pill, get rid of the pain.
Give me a pill. I want a pill.
Yes.
Pills.
But always think about what is the cause of my pain and can that cause be fixed?
Mm-hmm. All right. In a moment, I want to bring you not a hypothetical, it may be with some people. A lot of people are complaining about cramps these days. The other night I woke up screaming in pain with heavy, heavy leg cramps.
In the legs, yes.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that, how to alleviate it, what do? I have been doing something, but let's talk about that for everybody because it seems to be I'm heavily, my legs, I'm working them out, you know, using heavy weights, and I don't know whether that's it. I've been drinking more water, but we'll get to the bottom of it in a moment because if you're having the problem, you'll want to know what my experience is and what Ken's advice is to you as well as to me. Advice, you get plenty of it. Sometimes it's free. Sometimes you pay for it. I'm going to tell you that part of this program brought to you in small measure by people who want you to enjoy the better things in life. Ken will tell you nothing better than a good night's sleep. And the best way to get a good night's sleep is with ParachuteHome.com. Parachute sheets, pillowcases, bedding sets. They are so comfortable and cozy, you can't help but get a good night's rest. So in order to put yourself in that place, visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV and get free shipping with your order. You get the whole McGillie. Look at the catalog and say, okay, I want this kind of sheet, those kind of towels, this sort of thing for my home. There's incredible softness and smoothness to these sheets. Egyptian cotton, and the stitching is done in Italy. They're shipped to America where they are sent to you. It's a direct-to-consumer model that means you get the best price on their high-quality products every single day. They don't discount because they don't have to. They've sold tens of thousands of these sets of sheets since going into business. So join that group. Order your sheets from ParachuteHome.com/DJV. All right, so heavy leg cramps. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Good Day Health. The heavy cramps that I'm experiencing with my legs, calf muscles, I have big calf muscles and always have, and now a larger, what do they call it? It's not your, what's the muscle? I never can remember. The muscle on your leg, the legs, the big one at the top is whatever that is. The quads. Okay, right. Thank you. So anyway, I used to experience a lot of leg cramps in my calves. Now I'm getting them in the quads as well. And I take a supplement from Standard Process called Cataplex F that Jack Stockwell recommends. And I think it's kind of an iron supplement, if I'm not mistaken. So what does that do? It somehow or other, it alleviates the problem. I've been drinking more water. The problem is when you drink more water, you get up two or three times during the night and have a pee. And I don't like that necessarily. So what do you do? What's in your experience, what's the best way to treat heavy leg cramps or cramps anywhere? Because you can get them in your back, you can get them in your shoulder, you can get them any place, in your legs, arms, hands, feet.
Well, leg cramps or night cramps are common, and there's many, many causes for them. including we don't know what causes them. But clearly the condition that's most common is just dehydration, because most people don't want to end up, as you were pointing out, running to the bathroom several times a night, getting up and ruining the quality of your sleep. So people tend to stop drinking any fluids, and either they're going to wake up and go to the bathroom, or they're going to wake up with leg cramps. So you have to thread that needle, get enough fluids in, and not just plain water, but something similar in tone to blood so it'll stay in your tank, and avoid dehydration. But then there's a lot of other uncommon reasons why this can occur. And I bet in your situation, that's what it is, just a matter of a little dehydration. But peripheral artery disease, spinal stenosis can do it, kidney issues, anemia, cirrhosis, that's liver, thyroid, diabetes. There's some drugs, especially diuretics, oral contraceptives. Some of the statins can make you feel this way. People who are on dialysis often feel and suffer from these leg cramps. Parkinson's disease, pregnancy is a common cause of leg cramps. And fortunately, it's not fatal or chronic. And you get over it, you deliver, and the leg cramps suddenly vanish. But staying adequately hydrated is probably the best solution.
Better. You sent me a report. We only have about a minute left here in this segment about how much damage there is in your liver if you take a lot of supplements. That seems, and you know I take a lot of supplements, so I know you're concerned, although I don't have liver damage, but I think it's the natural supplements versus the ones that are man-made that are the problem, are they not?
There's a list in that article of various. Most of them are the unnatural ones, if that's if that makes any sense, right. A supplement being unnatural, but we could talk about that in another time.
I mean, it's the stuff that's created in a laboratory versus that which is created
Correct.
From food.
Correct.
And those are the things to
just
look
natural out. Food is not going to do it, but the laboratory ones. There are a couple of food ones that will, but mostly not.
Time to review what's going on in the world of medicine, courtesy of one of our medical experts here on the program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a noted cardiologist. What does that mean, noted? He's known. He has expertise. He's delivered papers overviewing his expertise in lots of different areas internationally. He's highly regarded, and I consider him one of my better friends, frankly, because he takes care of me, takes care of whatever
That's
is going on.
That's my most important credential.
What, being my friend?
Exactly.
All right, good. Thank you. I feel the same likewise. So let's get at some of the important health news. That's what Ken does. He studies all of the journals, the medical journals, and brings us a half a dozen things, some of which you can hear here, some of which you can hear in an elongated fashion, other parts of the program. The first one here is, so I love these oxymoronic terms, Ken. Healthy obese. How is there that there's any such thing? Reviewed here by a European journal. This term is ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, it's a commonly used term, the healthy
Where?
Obese.
Who uses that term?
Well, who uses it?
You wouldn't use it, would you?
I wouldn't, but
You say people who are obese, you've never seen a fat 90-year-old.
That's correct. Well, boy, you're getting to the bottom.
All right,
but,
go ahead.
But a lot of people who are obese, BMI greater than 30, and have no problems at the current time, you know, no cholesterol, blood sugar, high blood pressure, they think they're okay. And they think it's a good place to be. These are the so-called healthy obese. And they don't have the metabolic problems typically associated with obesity. And the news this week is that this is not a good place to be. There's a 50% higher risk of heart disease, a 7% higher risk of stroke, twice the risk of heart failure, and greater risk of peripheral artery disease in the so-called healthy obese.
All right. So there are people who, though, might have strong immune systems that might, or do the by nature, do you think people who are heavier don't have their immune system doesn't function as well? Because there are people, I think there are people who are healthy, but is there
compromise that takes place.
I think if you're obese, you need to lose weight, and you're just lucky that you haven't yet gotten your cholesterol up, your blood sugar up, diabetes. And the best thing to do is just to get that weight down. That's the take home from this report from the European Congress on obesity this week.
All right, next, here's something for ladies who are going through menopause, men who are with the ladies who are going through menopause, something that's pretty easy to get a hold of. I'm thinking of a salad. Could you make it? This is like kale and fennel. What a salad combo, right?
Yes, this is real hope because women going through menopause, so many have horrible symptoms, and there's a lot of fear in taking estrogen replacement that it may make things worse, cause heart attacks and strokes. And the phytoestrogens have not really been that successful at relieving symptoms. And here might be a phytoestrogen that might actually work. You can have a wide range of inconvenient symptoms during menopause. And fennel is an herb known for its culinary and medicinal uses. Doug, fennel is commonly used as a spice, and fennel tea is known to relieve indigestion or premenstrual cramps. Participants in this study, they were administered capsules containing 100 milligrams of fennel every day, twice per day, for a period of 8 weeks. So you may want to discuss this with your doctor, look into it more, but fennel may be a real possibility that's safe and effective.
Safe and effective. That sounds like a good entree into discussing for a minute what's the best way to be, if you're serious about your health, and you're doing something about it, you're looking for something to help your blood pressure and that sort of thing, get good blood flow. How about listening to Ken talk about Super Beets?
Get your nitric oxide level up. That's Nobel Prize winning research from 1998. I recommend you measure your nitric oxide level with these test strips from the saliva from the company Neogenis. And if it's low, get their product Neo 40 to get your tank level up. You have to continuously remake nitric oxide so that your blood vessels relax and your body is communicating from head to toe. And if you need this boost, instead of these dangerous high-energy drinks, get their product Super Beets to get a sudden boost of energy during that midday lag, and don't get any of the havoc of these high caffeinated beverages.
Well, it just is, you're just looking for trouble. This is so good. It really is. Super Beets. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It doesn't make any difference whether you want regular, black cherry, whatever. Plus free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. Call 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. Get Super Beets. Start every day with Super Beets like the people on my staff do. 800-655-4183. Get with the program.